This is KLLGLP, 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I am Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's
clickety, clickety, clack. You know, but today I'm actually going to perform that song live on the radio. That's called Whoopee, What a Ride, in case you... In case you didn't quite catch that. Today, Greg Schindel, me, is taking a break, and train singer, me, he's gonna take you on a musical ride on the California Western Railroad Skunk Train departing from Willits, California, the Willits Depot. And we're gonna go out to the Wolf Tree Turn at Crowley Station, and then back to Willits. So, most often, I begin entertaining on the train with some bad jokes, you know, and then of course I play Whoopee, What a Ride. But so away we go here. So hello, people. I'm Greg. I'm the train singer, and I've got some jokes for you. If the third rail in a subway is electrified, what do you call a trained person with his foot on the third rail? Why, a conductor. Oh, no. You know, I actually let them win a pen, and a lot of times they actually get this joke. I mean, oh, and I said, gee, they're thinking out there. Well, why didn't the engineer get electrocuted? Because he wasn't a conductor. Look, even Mike Burgess got that one. Whoa, Mike. Oh, you know, remember, how does a dog get off a train? He disembarks it. Yes, yes. And then we get into the dog jokes about, what do you call a dog with no legs? Huh? It doesn't matter. He's not coming. Oh, doggy. Where do you find a dog with no legs? Right where you left him. Take him for a walk. What a drag. Flip flop. Okay, enough. See what I mean? Hey, be careful now, folks. You're going to be a... You might be hearing a lot of these jokes today. No, I hope not, but... Hey, first point of interest, by the way, for the passengers, by the way, as we leave Willits, which is a very beautiful depot, one of the most beautiful depots in the world, I will say. And we go past our old Main Street, or old Highway 101, or Main Street, and we pass the Willits Arch. And some of you probably know that this used to be the arch over Reno, Nevada. Used to say, biggest little city in the world. And now we say, gateway to the Redwoods. And me, train singer, I sang a Bob Nolan tune way out there at its dedication way back then. What the heck? Why not do it right now for you? I tighten up my underwear for this one. Lonely spot I know, no man will go. The shadows have all the room. I was riding free on that old SP, humming a southern tune. When a man come along, he made me hush my song, kicked me off way out there. To my right, my left, and everywhere, but all I could see was a cactus tree and a prairie dog laying there. Why, I watched a prairie dog feed on a tumbling weed. Hey, that's his home way out there. Rested my weary legs. Watch that setting sun make those tall shadows run across that barren plain. Well, I hummed a tune to the rising moon. He gets lonesome way out there. I lost myself in dream. I dreamed the desert sand was that milk and honey land. And then I woke up with a start, 'cause there's a train coming back on that one way track, gonna take me away from there. Caught her on the fly, and I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that barren ground and that spot that I would see no more. As we pulled away, I heard the full moon say, "So long, pal, it's lonesome way out there." Minutes after passing the Willits Arch, we all have a familiar figure standing and waving from one of the houses on the left side of the train, and we pass her home, and on the left, as I said, and I've witnessed this woman. She comes out greeting this train for the past 30 years that I've been riding, and she used to come out onto the sidewalk, and she'd give this special round and round wave, and then she'd point toward the east as if, oh, see you guys, you're heading that way. And she'd wave pointing to the east. Now, she kind of waves from behind her screen door. And it's funny, when the door is closed and she's not there, we all miss her. Now, the train rolls on past the Mendocino Redwood Company. And this is one of the last logging and redwood sawmills right here in Willits. And then there's the display of restored and being restored rail cars and steam engines and other antique motive power rail equipment. And this is, and also one of the original, excuse me, California Western Railroad cabooses, which has just been restored, and it's in a brilliant yellow color, and it can be seen right there to your left. Our local train enthusiasts, or these foamers, we call them, they're all part of the Willits famous Roots of Motive Power collection. And then we pass the Lucky Monkey Ranch. Yes, Mike. Lucky Monkey. Has the monkey been lucky? I don't know. Mike hasn't been too lucky.
The pond is full.
Oh.
The trees are growing.
So. Hey, trees are growing. Pond is full. And people ask me, what is that grove of shrubbery out there? And those are filberts, by the way. And Mike is thinking of putting out, these are filberts, you guys, or some kind of sign out there on the line. How's your filbert crop this year?
They're still young.
They're still young. Oh, I hope you get more than a bushel this year.
A bushel would be great.
It would be, wouldn't it?
They're still young.
Yeah. We haven't had much luck with our filberts, I got to say. We've had them over there for 25 years. One year we got, maybe 35 of them. And some of them were hollow. And I don't know what's going on. And then we cross over Highway 20 right after that. And we pass the Willits KOA Campground. We're cramped up in there. They certainly were cramped up there during the Memorial Day weekend. But this is where the campers can purchase their Skunk Train tickets and board at the KOA stop. And then it's, up the grade she goes. Whoopee! And so, folks, I generally start my program with this song, Whoopee What a Ride. Let me see if I got the right harmonica. He does. Good job for me, Train.
Good job, Train.
Thank you, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm taking a break.
Yeah, I know you are. It's about time you did that. Anyway, this is one of the songs I sing when we're going up the Willits Grade. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill, yeah. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety-tick, clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Oh, fired up and ready, it seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle. Whoa-whoa! All around the countryside, whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety, clickety clackety clack. Up the grade she goes, whoa! The wheels are slipping. Up the grade she goes until we reach that summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety, clickety clackety clack. And go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Look out the tracks, a horseshoe curve is here. Why, I'm in the caboose, but I see the engineer, and he's waving from the grand old engine, steaming on with pride. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. And you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clack, clickety clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clickety clack, clickety 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 clack, clickety 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 clack, clickety clickety clack, clickety clickety clack. I always say, and I have a little left over on that one. So, but I also like to sing about the skunk train when I'm going through the tunnel. You know, I have to say that we have one tunnel number one on the Willett, on the Fort Bragg side, and tunnel number two on the Willett side. Both were dug by the Chinese, and without their expertise, good luck Fort Braggians back then. But one day when I was riding that train on the Fort Bragg side, I realized, I started singing, "I've been working on the railroad," just as we entered the tunnel. And by some miracle of speed and time and space, I popped out the other side just as I was going at the very end of the song. And I went, "Well, isn't that fantastic?" You know. And so for years, I sang, "I've been working on the railroad," as soon as we jumped in the tunnel. And I got a big thrill out of that. Sometimes the engineer would slow the train down, and I have to go, "I've been working on the railroad." Oh, gosh. Or he'd go, "I've been working on the railroad, come on." But after the ride, they'd always laugh it off. "Hey, Greg, how did you like the tunnel ride?" And I go, "Very nice, very nice, very good." But that tunnel, as you know, has been down for some time, and we are hoping by next year, let's get that tunnel open and get that steamer back on the line and head out to North Spur and come on over to Willits again. But right now we have the Wolf Tree Turn, and that's a pretty nice ride, I have to say. Especially, it's a lot shorter than the other one, and the reason why that's cool is that at my age, 89, I forgot how old I really was, but the shorter, the better. "What are you talking about, Gregory?" "The shorter, the better." Gregory. He always does this. He interrupts the train singer because he's such a smart mouth, yes. Well, anyway, I do like to sing about the skunk train. Oh, wait, I have a mark here in my book that says, "Turn to page 29. And by the way, when I say page 29, I'm talking about a book that the railroad has in their depot called Rails Across the Noyo. And it's a reader's guide to the skunk train. And any questions you might have about the skunk train. But this is tunnel number two. And it was completed in 1911. And it removed the last barrier as the California Western Railroad headed to Willits. And it is 812 feet long. And you know, another question I have to say that comes up, and your conductor generally fills you in on this one, is how did the skunk train get its name? Well, you know, while people were adopting cars and highways as the new way to travel, railroads were losing riders and looking for a new economical way to move fewer passengers over the rail lines. Excuse me. The managers found something different here in California Western. The new vehicle looked like a trolley car on iron wheels. It could carry more than 20 passengers with just one operator and was powered by its own gas engine. But when it began running, folks noticed that it didn't smell like a traditional big locomotive. The pot-bellied stove in the rail car burned crude oil for heat, and it smelled. And in truth, people thought that the combined exhaust from the fancy new engine and the smoke from the heater's stovepipe smelled like an irritated skunk spraying. Oof. That new motor car stank like a skunk. The nickname stuck. It actually got into National Geographic in the 50s as the Little Stinker, and in the 60s, the skunk train actually was in print. Stuck with it they are. Hey, you know, but a new rail vehicle sometimes becomes so popular with visitors over the years that it outlives its all expectations. And 40 years later, so many tourists wanted to ride through the redwoods that the skunk motor car often departed full, leaving unhappy visitors on the station platform unable to get a ride. Boy, that's not happening these days. Hey, because this thing is sitting beside on a siding. We are going to get it fixed, and I can't wait to ride that one, too. Hey, the rail line also evolved again. And in the 1960s, the puffing locomotives and passenger coaches and cars returned, and the train was nicknamed the Super Skunk. Now everyone can catch a ride along the Noyo River, and no one got left behind at the depot. Yes, when that tunnel is open, we will be back along the Noyo. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Great future for the skunk train. So, speaking of the skunk train, and we're riding along. Right now, we've just come by the tunnel. Woo-hoo! And now, that old skunk train. What a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels are turning, riding that old skunk train. That's where I want to be. Coming and a-going, hear the mighty engine run. Engineers waving, welcome everyone. Whee! California, Western Special. The old skunk train, hey, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack, wheels are turning, riding the old skunk train. Hey, that's where I want to be.
Clean air, rider.
All aboard. You come along now. You don't have to be the driver. Sit back, sing along. Whee!
California,
Western Special. Ooh, that old skunk train, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing, the click-clack wheels are turning, riding the old skunk train. Train singer, and we're riding and singing from Willits to Crowley Station on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right up here in Willits, California. Yes. No,
kids, how does a locomotive listen? With his engineers. Hey, come on.
You know, I get these grandpa jokes mostly from the kids, you know. Hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth, children? That's right, a gummy bear. Okay, but what do you call bears with no ears? Buh. Buh. Oh, kid didn't get that one, did you? What do you call a deer with no eyes? No eye deer. Oh, jeez. What do you call a frozen deer with no eyes? Still. No idea. Okay. Hey, beware. You can expect these jokes on the ride to Crowley. I'm actually sparing you today. So you'll hear a lot more, especially at the beginning when people are waiting to leave and they need something to distract them from what's not there. So we're clearing tunnel number two. And as I say, we're descending toward a spot called Crater. And at this point, I like to pick up the pace a little bit. And throw out, oh, what was that? I just cocked my little pistol. Oh, it went off. Uh-oh, I have to keep my hand off the trigger, you know, whoop-dee-doo. So anyway, one of the classics, and people still remember this one, is the Wabash Cannonball. Out from that wide Pacific, to the broad Atlantic shore, climb those flowery mountains, hills and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, known quite well by all, Wabash, a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Now the Eastern dates are dandy, yeah, the Western people say Chicago, Rock Island, St. Louis, by the way. The lakes of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall, chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Say listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, glides along the woodlands, the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, merry hobo with wall, rumbling through the jungles, the Wabash Cannonball. Woo! That eastern country, Elkhorn number two. I rode the highball train, coast to coast as all. I have not found no equal to the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, name forever be. Oh, long be remembered in the courts of Tennessee. He's a good old rounder, till the curtain round him fall. Carried home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Woo! I listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodland, hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, merry hobo ball. She's rumbling through the jungles of the Wabash Cannonball. Woo! Crater, as it's called, is identified by like a small clearing to the left as we travel west on an enormous formation of huge boulders on the right, you know, like they've been thrown up on the bank or something like that. So, but I got to tell you, there's a little story here. Story goes that thousands and thousands of years ago, a meteor struck this very spot and created a small pond and a big stack of rocks, as you can see, in which trophy-sized trout became landlocked. Now, preferred customers of the owner of the property, they were allowed to fish for these beauties, they let them in specially. Apparently, however, word got out to the locals, and trespassers began taking fish, which incensed the owner to the point that he got a drainage ditch, filled the pond. That's the end of that fish story. But that's kind of an interesting bit of information. I would have liked to have caught a few of those trout myself. Of course, catch and release, But so here we go. We've passed a crater, and now, of course, we are descending at a 3% grade. That's about as steep as you can go, and without just kind of sliding out of control.
Down that railroad track. Boo! Yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. That's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Hey! Hey, boy! Sand in my shoe. Baby California, get some sand in my shoe. Woo! Ooh, yeah. ride that orange box fence on.
Get rid of my woods, booze.
Good luck, train singer.
About your rambling, she's the fastest train on the line. Now you talk about your traveling, she's the fastest train on the line. Ooh. That's that orange blossom vessel rolling down the seaboard line. Hey, hey.
Bolar. Boy, oh boy, that gets my heart beating. Oh, I'm okay. Hey, looking off to the right of the train, we pass a small shed now. And it's a shed-like structure, and it's built on skids. And these skids allow this bunkhouse, which it is, to be dragged by oxen or set on a flat car and moved to a new location as the logging operations moved. And these early bunkhouses slept 4 to 8 loggers. Oh, boy, that must have been something. At a time, and they had a wood burning for heating as well. And there's a sign right by this one particular one that you could see that a bear has chewed it almost to the point of it breaking off, marking its territory. There's a lot of wildlife out there. And so also, I have to say, hit back in the... back in the 60s, one of the songs that still seems to get the attention of the writers, and they actually, you can see them mouthing the words, and some of them actually sing along, is this song by Steve Goodwin.
Monday morning rail, 15 cars, 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along that southbound, ought to see that train roll out of Kankakee and rolls along the highways, farms and fields, passing trains that have no names and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Oh, good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call the city of New Orleans. Hey, I'll be gone 500 miles from the day in. Dealing cars with those old men in the club car. Penny a point and no one's keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle, wheels grumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, sons of engineers, ride their fathers' magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat. Oh, the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call the city of New Orleans. Yeah, I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is gone. Nighttime, city of New Orleans. I'm a change of cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade to a bad dream. Oh, steel rails, still ain't heard the news. Hey, conductor, sing your songs again. Passengers, please refrain. Oh, this train's got to disappear in railway blues. Good night, America, I love you. Don't you know me? Hey, I'm your native son. I'm that train they call City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles. Since I'm in the key of C, here's one that's popular with the kids, written by Malvino Reynolds. Train whistle blowing, it makes a sleepy noise. Underneath their blankets go all the girls and boys. Heading from the station out along the bay, all are bound for morning town many miles away. Now the driver's at the engine, the fireman rings the bell, Sandman swings the lantern, he shows it all is well. Rock and roll ride out along the bay, all are bound for morning town many miles away. Where our train will ride, but all our little passengers snug and warm inside. Somewhere there's sunshine, somewhere there is day, somewhere there is morning town many miles away. Rock and roll and ride out along the bay, and all are bound for morning town.
I love to play actually for the children on the train. They seem to be so responsive, and they're the ones that are tapping their feet and jumping up and down. Oh, us adults, we just get so uptight with ourselves. Oh, I don't want to show that I'm having a good time. Someone might think I am. Hey, speaking of good time, I am train singer. And here's another little kiddie song. Yeah, here we go. Remember this one? No, I don't. Thank you. Little red caboose, tucka tucka tucka. Little red caboose, tucka tucka tucka. Red caboose behind the train, train, train. Oh, that car is a backa 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 back. Coming down the track, 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 track. Red caboose, car on ride. Woo-hoo! A little red caboose, tucka tucka. A little red caboose, tucka tucka. Little red caboose behind the train, train, train. Hanging on the end, 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 end. Coming round the bend, 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 bend. Little red caboose behind the train. Woo-hoo! Little red caboose, chug, chug, chug. Red caboose behind the train, train, train. Poke that gun, it's a back, 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 back. Coming down the track, 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 track. Little red caboose behind the train. Chug, 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 chug. I know, it's fun, and it's silly, but I'm an old man, I can do this. Hey, not only do I chug, chugga, chugga, chugga on the train, I also woo, 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 and I blow bubbles. You know, I never leave on the train without them, you know. I am not only train sugar, but I am the bubble man. And, you know, I beat out a bunch of little kids for this job blowing bubbles. Little they know, it's in the mix, kids. I use the Austrian product called Pustifix. Pustifix. Hey, Lawrence Wilk got nothing on me. Hey, we are riding on the Bipolar Express with Train Singer from Willits to Crowley Station. And the Wolf Free Turn on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. So keep your eyes peeled now, folks, as we travel along. And you'll see a fine example of what is called a goose pen. Now, this is a very large tree, by the way, so you shouldn't miss this. But when forest fires, they find an opening in a giant redwood, and it burns out, and it completely hollows out the inside of these big trees. And they're still alive. It doesn't kill them, because the growth, of course, is on the outside. But they're open enough, and there's enough room in there for geese and chickens and pigs and God knows what to be placed inside at night and put a screen or a wooden cage blocking the entrance. So actually, people actually lived in some of these trees. Some of those loggers, oh, I must get pretty funky inside. Where are you going to bed? I'm going inside the tree now. I'm a tree out. So, I'd like to sing a song right now. What the heck? This is Let me tell you the story of the Rock Island Nine. Now, the Rock Island Nine runs down to New Orleans. And just before you get to New Orleans, there's a great big toll gate, which you got to pay the man just some money. You got certain things on board, you don't have to pay a man thing. I'd go right on through. Well, right about now, train comes pulling into the station. And that man leaned out the window and hollered down at the man on the ground. I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Man on the ground said, boy, you all right, you go right on through, you know, to pay a thing. So that train starts pulling out of the station. Now he gets a little bit down the line and he starts to put on a little bit of speed. He gets a little bit further down the line, he puts on a little bit of steam. Yeah, and when he thinks he's out of sight of the man on the ground, he leans out there with him, well, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. I tell you what I'm going for. Down that Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, that's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Here it, you ride it, got to ride it like you're flying. Two ticket at the station for the rock and roll. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z, Y. The cat's in the cupboard, but it don't see me. You know the Rockalina line, she's the mighty good road. Rockalina, that's the road you ride. Rockalina, she's the mighty good road. If it's you ride, I got to ride a lot to finally get your ticket at the station for the Rockalina line. Oh. I may be right and I may be wrong. Well, I bet you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Rockalina, that's the road to ride. Rockalina, she's the mighty good road. If it's you ride, I got to ride a lot to finally get your ticket at the station for the Rockalina line. Important point of interest is what they call rock wall. Now, at milepost 32.83, that's counting from Fort Bragg, a fire burned the trestle at this point in April of 1949, and a cribbing with 3 foot wide logs, 40 feet long, they held fill so track could be relayed. And now, it's called Rock Wall now, and you can look straight down where you can see the tracks below you. Ooh, some people are terrified. My wife said she looked down there the other night and went, oh, ooh, wow. So actually, after crossing Rock Wall, you can view one of the first of the big trees along the line. This is a giant redwood tree, and it's over 800 years old. And it's got a tag on it, which means it's protected. It was the Save the Redwoods League of San Francisco purchased, by the way, the right-of-way about 5 years ago, and thus preserving over 60 old-growth redwoods for future generations to enjoy. Actually, you know, that tree is actually 830 years old, because when I started 30 years ago, they said it was 800 years old. So 830. So, hey. If we're going to be talking like this, let's just play a song about redwoods. This land is your land, land is my land. California, the New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking out a ribbon of a highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. That's right. This land is your land, land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps, sparkling sands of her diamond fizz. And all around me, her voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. That's right. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you, you and me, and you and me, and me, and you and me, and you and me. This land was made for you and me. And here we are. Choke, choke, choke. Here we are at Crowley Station. Whew, this once was a booming lumber camp with over 850 souls living out here. They had a school and even had a tennis court. And that clay was brought all the way around the horn from France, you know, just for the purpose of playing tennis. You know, the man responsible was called the Bull of the Woods. Imagine that bull and a bunch of loggers playing tennis out there at the end of their logging day. They got enough energy to play tennis in their what do they call it? Trapdoor suits. Just the funniest image. Hey, easy, Greg. You know, last weekend, here we are at Crowley. Last weekend, I played for a wedding in the afternoon, late afternoon. After that rain, the sun came out. It was shining golden through the redwoods. And what a beautiful spot for a wedding, folks, I have to say. It's the first time I've really ever been on the ground and seen an event like this take place, other than the Easter egg hunts at Easter. There was even a drone flying above that was taking special pictures for this wedding. So, you know, if you're interested in having a wedding on the train, let me tell you, Crowley is a beautiful spot, a beautiful setting to do this. So, anyway, I just had to mention that. And that's our mid, we are at our midway part. Gosh, Greggy. Oh, stop. Greg, why are you interrupting me with this talk? Oh, sorry, train. But this is our midway stop, and the passengers, they disembark the train right here, and they can spend 20 or so minutes on the ground enjoying this beautiful historical spot in the woods, only accessible by train. And there are some collapsed cabins of the loggers and their families that still can be seen here. So while everyone else is wandering around on the ground, I walk out onto the open car, which is covered, by the way. And so you get this great echoing sound. I don't know if they hear it out there, but boy, I sure fall in love myself when I'm in there playing. So I play a bit of my penny whistle and a bit of my concertina. And by the way, if you're interested in checking the Skunk Train out, check out their website at www.skunktrain.com. And while I'm talking about computers and the internet, we can be checked out at www.klg.org. Please, this is your hometown radio. I'm going to do something I'm scared stiffless to do. I'm going to play my penny whistle on the radio. I hope my son isn't listening. Seriously? Oh my goodness. Well, maybe I won't play. There's 8 minutes? Okay, he's saying go ahead. Gosh damn, I ran off at the mouth. Yeah, you did, train. Well, okay, let's just see. Take this off. That was my harmonica necklace. Hey, how much time do we have? Any more? 3 minutes? Well, guess what, folks? We're going to have to finish this ride next week. Well, there's still so much more to go on this train ride. But anyway, I'll pick up my guitar. No, I should pick up my... I have so many instruments. Oh, I know. Here's one I really play. Let's give it a little bit. And show me when I have, like, 1 minute or something like that. I can get onto my little guitar and play Bipolar Express, you know. Concertina. I like to walk around outside playing that. Oh, yes. Maybe I spared you a lot by cutting it short today. So, but anyway, here we are at the... Whoa! Hey, we got Mike Burgess back in here. Nice, looking better all the time. And you're feeling better too, aren't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's good to know. You know, we're riding on the... Bipolar Express. I said the Bipolar Express on KLLD, LB 97.9 FM radio, radio. KLLD, LB 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. Well, maybe we'll get a little Greg Schindel next week, but I don't know. He's been hogging the airways all this time. Come on, ride that train. High on, you know, Willits. You can catch the train center on the Skunk Train, by the way, on Fridays and Saturdays, right now. Train leaves at 10:30 on Fridays. 10:30 and 1:30 on Saturdays and Sundays and Wednesdays. You can catch Malachi, the singing conductor. Yes, on KLL. KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. I guess I'll see you next week. If you're still alive, and I'm still alive, and I'm still inspired. Oh boy! Whee! So long, everybody. Come ride with me!